gas on it, whatever it is.
This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Roth, Lichvoid Simchas HaNesuin Shel, Sarah Roth and Elimelech Gutwit. Hey listen, Wednesday the 10th of April, Rabbi Yitzchok Fearstone, Inyone Pesach.
Trying to do justice, speak about Yonah Pesach in half an hour, even though the Cholama Bahari is a Meshubach. In HaGodesh of Pesach Shtei Taka, we say, Amit Zolim Nasafah Betziz Mitzrayim, the Cholama Bahari is a Meshubach. So we're showing them, there's a discussion, when does the mitzvah stop, and when does the Cholama Bahari take over? In other words, in certain mitzvahs, you know exactly what the mitzvah is. And you know exactly what the V'chola Marbe is. For example, you take lulav, so you pick up the lulav, you know Mida'agbe Yotza, once you picked it up, you've been Yotza the mitzvah, Me'ikadin. But, nevertheless, there's other parts to the mitzvah, Namnuim, Chazal Adidon, you shake the lulav during Halal, and you take it during other times, Hasham, Sechvez, other times you take the lulav. So that's in addition to the mitzvah. Simply, you see, Mitzvah, what's the minimum? What's the bare minimum? And what's the V'chola Marbe? When is one yotze the bare minimum? When is one yotze the chala ma'aba? So there's various different pshatim in the Rishonim. The Baal HaGadol itself brings the story of Ebelezer Yeshua, Blaz Ben Zayir, Rebbe Kibra Reb Tafen, where he was suffering with Bnei Brak, where he was suffering with Yisiz Mitzrayim, Kol Oysoi HaLayla. This afternoon spoke about Yisiz Mitzrayim, the whole night of Pesach. Which implies that that was the chala marba. We're trying to give an example of how one is marba, hariz, and meshubach. So we bring the story to illustrate how one is marba. And the story is that they spoke about the kolos alayla, anshabol talmideim, the omer lehen rabbi seinu, the gear zman, kriyashimah shashachis, until the talmidim walked in the door and told them, Rabbi Seinu, you better stop now because it's already time to say kriyashimah in the morning. But this raises a few questions. There's one obvious question which everyone asks before before we get to any other difficulties. But the obvious question is where Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah was at that sitting. And Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah paskens that you only have to do the mitzvahs of the halailas until Chatzos. Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah is the one while we rush to eat afikom before Chatzos. He's the shit that holds that all the mitzvahs of Sipur, you see, is Mitzrayim, Matzah, Moroi. Sipis is Mitzrayim, could be even Halal, could be even the fourth Kosa, according to the Ramah, all have to finish at Chatzos. In other words, there's man at Chatzos Alayda, the time is over, all the mitzvahs of the night finish. That's according to Beloz Ben Azariah. And one of those very Tanoim was sitting there, Master Belezi Mishu Beloz Ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva Verab Tafim. So what was he doing speaking about Sipis is Mitzrayim, Kol Oysa Halayda? The mitzvah Lechoyra had already been finished when it came to Chatzos, when it came to half the night. That's a kash which everyone asks, and there's the famous teretz, which people say, I can't remember who says it, but it's a famous teretz, we say it's the children of it, we say it over, but the Maestro, the Mishnah, Baal HaGadol says, the Mishnah, the Baraisa says, they were sitting with Bnei Brak. Who was the Rav of Bnei Brak? The Gemara of Akiva. So, Rav Akiva paskens, the mitzvahs are kol alayla. The mitzvahs are until Avos HaShachar, until daybreak. So, Rav Loz Ben Azariah was Nigrar, Rav Loz Ben Azariah had to follow the Rav of that town, the Asrei Duma, the town of Rav Akiva, and therefore he went to Rav and he said he kept Rav Akiva's Menhogim in Bnei Brak. That's one of the famous tourism. But the Maaseh we'll see, it could be we don't have to come onto it. And the Avdei is also Gesoyis and Rishonim that some, actually, there's a big machlokes, because what the Baal HaGadol paskens like? Does he pasken like Rav Akiva, or does he pasken like Rav Loz Ben Azariah? Because there's another Kasha. This Kasha, I saw brought down from the Rav Gurvitz and Zangazim to Schleich, Rosh Shiva of Gates. He asked the question, he says, all very well, I think he says Mishnah Biskarov. He says, all very well, even according to Rabbi Akiva, which they were saying, Sipis Mitzrayim, until Alois HaShachar. But why were they continuing until Higia Zaman Krish Mashashachis? Higia Zaman Krish Mashashachis is a time later than Alois HaShachar. Alois HaShachar is almost the first rays of light, daybreak, But then it continues until the next month of Kirish Moshe Shach is Mishiyakya Beit Chedes Elovan, Beit Chedes Akati, the Mishnah Brochas, which is another half an hour. And it seems like, you could say there was some continuing. But the Baruch Hu is not talking about mistakes people made. The Baruch Hu is trying to illustrate a point. You could say, well, there was it continued until I didn't realize that all the Lagos, the curtains were closed, the Chedes, but if the Baruch Hu is the telling you halacha to be learned from there. We're not trying to tell you about people that are absent-minded, or didn't look at the clock, or didn't know the time, or people were bad. We're trying to tell you halacha. We're trying to explain how to be ma'al b'sis b'sis ra'im. And we say they went along, they spoke about the tit-til, higiyas man kirish mashal shachis, which is the zman of mishayake. And the zman of mishayake, as we all know, is later than the time of alay sashacha. So why were they continuing over the time? And if they did continue over the time, why are we trying to bring this as an illustration of a chalama b'harizim mashalach? So the others you're showing that learn, there's a mitzvah.
You can't say
Krishna
from a
lice? Shas Adchak wants a chaydish, a yotze. It's not messed up, but they did it at that time. They called them in to stop. Shas Adchak. And the Paris Hashachi come in Krishna. Well, once a chaydish, we said, Shas Adchak, you have to wait. Once a chaydish, we said, the ever the yotze. Shas Adchak. Only if you're the matzah, Shas Adchak, yotze. I'm always going to repeat it again. So, it's a difficult, it's a shreya zach to tell you that. There's various pshatim. I want to say pshat once. I saw Brodan in the, not Brodan, but it's Shifra Diyik. The others, but the Ritva Paskins, of the Baal HaGodah, Paskins actually like Yerba Lozman Azariah. And there's various different Gisois, various different Nuschois, various different texts in the Braisa. And those, the Braisa says, Chalamah B'lasap B'Sim Sam Reza Meshubach. Some say, actually add in a word, Chalamah B'lasap B'Sim Sam Ad Chatzois Reza Meshubach. As we state in some texts in the Braisa. And the Rishonim speak about whether the Baal HaGodah left it out specifically because he paskins not like Ad Chatzos, he paskins Tel Aleich HaShacha, or he left it out because for various reasons. So the Ritva says he left it out for another reason. The Emes be paskins Tel Chatzos. The reason the Baal HaGodah left out the Chalam Asma Ben Asaf Mesim Yisrael Ad Chatzos was because if the Baal HaGodah would have written the words Ad Chatzos, his lashon is people would be nervous the whole night. And looking at the clock, so is it chatzos? Isn't it chatzos? They might stop even earlier than they have to. You may get somebody who's a sticker for times. You may, well, we're going to make sure it's finished by chatzos, so he'll be nervous and say even less than he should say. So in order not so somebody shouldn't go along, they sort of hid the facts and sound. About Agoda, even though he passed until chatzos, he didn't want to put out chatzos in the Agoda Shal Pesach. So the Ritva, Shemayomu, people will say kvar higiya chatzos va'od lo higiu. They may say, Chatzos is already here, and hasn't yet come yet. So just take away the nerves of somebody who may be worried they might not get to Chatzos. They have to calm him down, and then they say, night, you shouldn't have to rush and look at the clock the whole time. So they took out the word Ad Chatzos, even though the halacha is until Chatzos. So sure, it's in Santa Zach. I'm not sure if the halacha is to Chatzos. Well, this is the end. But nevertheless, he took it out. It was very short and wide. But I'm not sure if it's in it. So I'm not sure it could be according to that we can understand. Can I give an answer to this question that the Rambam asked Pshat Viskirov? Pshat Ken Zainazay. The Emes, we find, and I'll go into it a bit more, the Chalamah B'lasap B'Siv Samer Reza Meshubach, as we're speaking now, is to increase, to speak about Yisis Mitzrayim in length. Yisis Mitzrayim in length. There's also another part of being Ma'al B'lasap B'Siv Mitzrayim, to speak about Yisis Mitzrayim in quality, not just quantity. Well, you're going to say, you've got the Haggadah, and then you've got other things you can say, you've got the Drashim, and you can speak about Halachas, and you can speak about various other, I'll speak about, maybe we'll get to it soon, about how you Marba. Oh, but there's various different things you can discuss. But there's also an Inyam B'chala Marba, that's up B'Siv Mitzrayim, in quality. There's a different type of it, it's a B'Siv Mitzrayim, to say, in a certain, say, Haggadah, finish. But then you can say it with enthusiasm, you can say it with Gishmak, you can say it with Simchi, you can say it with Shabbat Baidol, see soon in Mitzrayim. There's different levels of how you say Sippi Yisis Mitzrayim. When a person is truly fully involved in Sippi Yisis Mitzrayim, and he's marked with the quality of the Sippi Yisis Mitzrayim, when he's totally engaged in a mitzvah, and the Olam around him are enthralled in a mitzvah, and his children and the whole Olam are enthralled in a mitzvah, and then it's possible, the person will get so involved in the mitzvah, that inadvertently he'll go over the time. Like everyone knows, he's enjoying something, he's into something, with Hagat Shemak, he could go over the time. If he goes over the time, he may not be marbe in quantity, but that shows it was marbe in the quality of Sippi Yisis Mitzrayim. He goes past the borderline of what the time is, Chatzos or Alos, whatever the time is. He may not have actually been carrying the mitzvah of marbe because he's Well, the Indian of being Ma'arav, because he's spoken another 10 minutes or 20 minutes or half an hour of the Shiyake in Sibir Zimzam, but that shows the quality of the Sipur during the time beforehand. A person is so engaged and so enthralled, he goes to the time, it's vast, the quality of Sibir Zimzam beforehand. So in Chazal, somebody's Ma'arav is a Meshubach. I want to show you what Ma'arav means, not in quality, in quantity. For example, they spoke the whole night of Sibir Zimzam. They were so involved in Sibir Zimzam, it wasn't just absent-mindedness or the curtains were closed. They were so involved, they didn't even think of looking out the window to see where Alisha Shachar was. It does suffice to say that Ma'arav of Sibir Zimzam was the actual Sipur. So now it's going over the time, it doesn't show you this idea of going over the time, but it shows you at least of the quality of the Sibir Zimzam that was before the time, and that's what went over the time. Is that the Raya? But Ma'arav of Sibir Zimzam, it could be Tzimish Yake. We're not making any mitzvah of a chalam abba. They stopped already by Leis HaShachar. But that shows their enthusiasm. That shows how enthralled they were. That shows how intense their mitzvah was. That shows how engaged they were in the mitzvah. It shows their geschmack in the mitzvah. That they were so engaged. Someone's chfalent, you say in Yiddish. Something he learned, he goes over the time. So it's chfalent in Yiddish, or chfalent. He went over the time. He was so involved in what he was doing. And in Gansan, he went over the top. It's also a chalam abba, that's how we see in the Reza Meshubach. Where do we see this in Bechlal? Of Sipri Yisiz Mitzvah Mitzvah Simcha. So the Emes, it's not Stamma Zeb, it's an Indian. V'chan Amab, Mitzvah Simcha. Steht, as it states in Rishonim, the Machlek is about this, states in Rishonim, that everyone asks this Kasha, the famous Kasha, everyone asks, what's the difference between the Mitzvah of Sipper, and what's the difference between the Mitzvah every single night, the Man Tizka, Yom Seitzchom, Eretz Mitzvah, Kodi Mecha. We have a Mitzvah to mention Yisiz Mitzvah every night of the year. Pasha V'yem, in Krishma, even say it in our God, and he has shown the Kechem, and she says it's made of Zeran, but it's every single night of the year.
Just by saying
the words, Karkadosh Baruch took out of Zeran, Leah's Nechem Elikim. And it comes, say the night, and we have a mitzvah of Selamanta Sapa, but Ozne Ben Chasim is in Zeran. So what the mitzvah saying of Shad, which you can fulfill saying a few words, and on say the night, you have to sort of elaborate more. But how does one elaborate more? What type of elaboration is in the Gaya for Seder night, more than the whole year round? So the Veltzuk Dibber, famous Yosoid, Reb Chaim Briska, they also over that there's three nafkaminis between Seder night and the whole year round. One nafkamin, he says, there's one mitzvah of Shiloh Shuvah, Seder night has to be done with question and answer. The whole year round, one merely states the fact. And Seder has to be a question and answer session between the child and the father, and Veinle Ben, Ishtay Shiloh, Veinle Ishtay. Another issue, another nafkamina the Mishnah says is maschil begnusa masayim b'shrach. One has to have a build-up, start with the bad and finish with the good, which the whole year round you can just have Hashem to tell them it's time. Doesn't have to be a build-up of the story. And the third nafkamina is the tameh hamitzvah. On Seder night, the Benil says, kol shle omah shleish dva ma'anonu, lo yotzi yidei chivosoi. The person is mochiv to go along and explain why you eat matzah, why you eat morah, why you eat the Korban Pesach, and if not, also the Rambam says you're not yotzi the chiyuv of Sipur Yisiz Mitzrayim, the yotzi the chayvasi. So we see this union of Sipur Yisiz Mitzrayim, we need to explain the time it is. But the Maestas, there's another nafkamina, which I thought, which we chayyuv now done, and the Rambam says, Absaloshin, you say for HaMitzvahs, we know, and say that we say Halal. Once we finish off that Goda, and we say the Fich, Hanachnu Chayyav Ben Ahayyidus Sula Halal, and we say Halal after Seder. Is Halal part of the Mitzvah of Sipur Yisiz Mitzrayim? Or is Halal a Bazundrezach? Marbalasap is a chumrah, yeah, but actually, I'm talking about the actual mitzvah itself. The Ma'ah is so I'm Shubach, but Yetzi without the Marbalasap. Yeah, Ramam states, in Sefer HaMitzvah, the Ramam says the Loshan, when he goes through how you speak about, you say, what you do, you speak about, you say, it's been Zerayim. Now, I wrote the Loshan down there, so I don't know if I should bring a Ramam. But the Ramam says about the Loshan, I can correct it on. I don't know the Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam is in Mitzvah Kuflin Zayin. But the Rambam says it's a chiyuv to speak about the mitzvah, to speak about what happened in Mitzrayim. Also, mochiyuv to go along, says the Rambam, but a hoidus le yis'ala al kol ha-toiv. Mochiyuv to be noida to thank the Rebbe Yisrael al kol ha-toiv. It's a chedek of the mitzvah of Sipur Yisiz Mitzrayim. Okay, so the Rambam alone you could learn. You say the story, that's the mitzvah. And there's a mitzvah to add on to that, the hoidus, that's what you learn. In Ritzvah says, something else, the Ritzvah says, Eloshen, the Ritzvah on HaGodah Shal Pesach, and he says, the mitzvah in the Sapa B'Siz Mitzrayim, B'Simcha V'Hidois. You're mechuyev to go along and speak about Yisiz Mitzrayim with Simcha and with praise. It's much more ready, the whole mitzvah has to be done in the oifen of Simcha V'Hidois. Now build up a little bit more. The Shibayli Haleket is also one of the Rishonim, and also it's a Loshen down. He says, Va'imrim Peh Echot, Bahalel Uveshir Uvenachas. One says altogether, Bahalel Uveshir Uvenachas, with Halo, Shir, song, Uvenachas, in a nice way. Ho Lach Ma'anya. From Ha'olach Ma'ani itself, you say Bahalal B'Shir V'Nachas. Shekein Matzino Ba'Aveseinu. We find in the pasuk, famous pasuk, Shenema Hashir Yir Lachem Kelel Hiskadish Chag. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, "When the days of the Hasanchera will have Mapala, it will be the Shir will be to you Kelel Hiskadish Chag." So Rashi learns there, you'll be so glad you'll sing Halal like the Halal on Leil Pesach. Shibayi Daleket learns not Bahalal on Leil Pesach. You'll sing Halal like the Hagod on Leil Pesach. The Hagod on Leil Pesach alone is also a Shir Yir Lachem. The whole Haggadah called the Shabbat Haneket is an Indian of Shira. More than that, I saw somewhere, I couldn't find it last night, but I saw it beforehand. There was another place in Shabbat Haneket. We know we pour a kais before the Haggadah Shal Pesach. So, before we start Haggadah, by my understanding, why do you pour a kais? It's an Indian of Haggadah and a kais, Pashtas. You don't normally find a saying, normally there's a Shira El Alayayin. It's a song Shabbat Haneket brings down, and Haggadah is a Shira. And you say Shir al Ayayin, you're pouring a kais before the Haggadah, because the whole Haggadah is a Gedra Shir al Ayayin. So, Mamish Taita and Santazach, the Haggadah Shal Pesach is not only a mitzvah of Sipa Yisiz Mitzrayim to state the facts and tell the story, the Haggadah is actually a praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Haggadah itself, it's not something to tell your children, it's actually when, by saying the Haggadah, by saying the whole mitzvah of Sipa Yisiz Mitzrayim, you'll be Mishabeach the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a type of halal, it's a type of Shevach Lo'idah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what the Ritual means. The Ritual says, Mitzvah Lein Vesapa Besimchol Vahidois. You've got to say a lot of the mitzvahs that have been Vesapa Besimchol Vahidois. You see, there's not only a quantity of Sipa Yisiz Mitzrayim, the dry facts. There's also a quality, an element of saying a Besimchol Vahidois, with a Geshmak, with a Benachas, like a Shir Yerechem Kaleidis Kaddish Chag. And everyone knows these type of Shir and a Halal. You can get involved in a Shir and a Halal. So one can understand the mitzvahs to be Marbu, but also be to be Marbu Vashir Vashavach, to be Marbu Vashavach Vahidois, to be Vahidois, and the actual mitzvah of the Sipa Yisiz Mitzrayim alone. And just to top it up, the Zeh HaKadosh is Mefurish. The Zeh HaShtik or Zeh HaKadosh, which was brought down in some HaGodes. That's my knowledge from Zeh HaKadosh, not from the Zeh, but from the HaGodes of Pesach. Brought down in some HaGodes of Pesach. Where you can bring before the people, some people say, HaShtik or Zeh HaKadosh before, like the Kudah, the Hod, the Do. They say the whole shtickle over what the Zeh HaKadosh is about Sipa Yisiz Mitzrayim. And the Zeh HaKadosh states that the Ribbono Shel Olam gathers up his Malachim to hear the Shevach Ribbono Alma Bahayim, to hear the praise. Before he starts Haggadah, the Ribbono Shel Olam gathers up Malachim to listen to the praise that Klal Yisrael is saying. What's the praise? Saying a story. The Teretz is the way we're learning. The Pshat is a praise. That God is not only a Sipur, but God is also a Shevach Vayidah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Zekesh before I wrote the Roshan, the Iyu Chiyu Val Banosh Lishtoi Bahai Shevach Al Olmin. There's an obligation, every single man, to speak about this praise. The Lishtoi Bahai Shevach. He calls the Haggadah of Pesach a Shevach, a praise, a Shevach Vayidah. So that's the meaning of Sipa Yisiz Mitzrayim, mitoich simcha, or mitoich shemach vahidah. Okay. We can understand the first kasha which we asked. We said before, there's another element doing b'chalamah b'harizim b'shubach, which is also a chiddush. And this chiddush, I heard, shen the brisker of, and the ma'isa, I think, is not such a great chiddush. We'll see you soon. The other point is, you're marv in the stories of Sipa Yisiz Mitzrayim. But shait halacha as well, that Chayv Odom Lasek, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's not Shulchan Aruch, Chayv Odom Lasek Behilchas HaPesach. Besides, let's talk about Yisiz Mitzrayim, when it's also Yotzer on the night of Pesach, by delving into Halachas of Pesach. It's not a Zach. You could pass this, you'd say the mitzvah is, you'd say the Nisim Vilefelois. But there's also, as Ishid, the Biskrob brings it to Sefta. Remember, it's a Machab in Shulchan Aruch, if you look in the Machab, it says this way. Chayv Odom Lasek Behilchas HaPesach, Uve Nisim Vilefelois, Shos HaKadosh Baruch Mitzrayim, Kol HaLayla, I always thought, what's the Indian of Hilchas HaPesach? I thought about it afterwards. I saw the Haggadah Shal Pesach alone, it says. If you look in the Shail of the Chacham in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, the Chacham is not talking about the mitzvahs of Hanayla, about the Sipur. The Chacham is talking about the Halachas. The Chacham says, he's asking Pshat in the Eidos, and this is the mitzvahs which are called Eidos, mitzvahs for witnesses of certain events. He's asking Pshat in the Chukim, he's asking Pshat in the Mishpotim. Ba'afat ha'emeloi, kehilchis ha'pesach, ein maftirin ha'cha pesach ha'vikumen. You tell him, kehilchis ha'pesach, what's the answer? He's asking my Eidos v'achukim. He says, various Pshatim, but one of the main Pshatim are, ba'afat ha'emeloi, kehilchis ha'pesach. The Chacham's asking, he wants to learn Torah, he wants to understand. He's not just asking, Ma Zoy Stak the Tom, or Rabbi Rosh, Ma Avoy Zoy Stak Hem. He's asking, he's a Chocham. So the Chocham asks, Ma Yid Al-Chokim, and we say, Ba'apat Emelech Hilchis HaPesach, you're Mechuyiv to tell him all the halachas, and even the Kehilchis, even those halachas which you say, not Mamish halachas, the halachalach, Kehilchis. A Chumis, yeah, it's not Chumis, a Din Drabon, but it's not such a major Din Drabon, the Din Drabon which are Mamish strong halachas, there's Din Drabon which are lower levels of Drabonans. Ba'apat Emelech Kehilchis HaPesach, Eim Avtiyinach HaPesach, I'm going to eat after the Karbon Pesach, to leave the Tah Pesach Befeiv, that's one of the smaller halachas. It's not a big Gezeira with Drabon, that's a Mamet Adas Avtiyin, it's an Indian Drabon, Drabon Adas, a mixed Drabon, you know, do it, but it's Kehilchis HaPesach. It's part halacha, yeah. Part halacha. The Rishonim say it's not a strict halacha. Let's say like a chvesish was like a rabbanu would make a chiv misa on eater or to meeting on a tamis or peretz kedush chemem nochash. The certain rabbanu were very shnaki gezeres, and said the rabbanu was a lesser level of gezeres. Yeah. So he says the Rishonim, some I'm sure saying from the Rimon Yochai, he says kehilchas. I mean those halachos are not such strong halachas. They're kehilchas. But come on, what do we see from the gezeres halacham? We see mafurish this grace of chiddush, which is say over against shtikol Torah. From the Tisefta and everything else, the Chari is the Agadosh HaPesach. When it's Yotze, the Inyan of Sipi Sipi Sam, Mozicha V'chan Amar Ba'al Kaponim, we're discussing Hilchis HaPesach. And that's what you do to a Ben Chocham. The Ben Chocham is asking you, Halachan, you're delving in to Hilchis. I'm not sure if anyone ever does this on the Seyed Night, going to Hilchis HaPesach.
I think we say the
Gemara, the Shakra,
the Torah, the
Lomdus,
Hilchis
HaPesach. Yes, the Biskav clears this. He said, how far do you go in Hilchis HaPesach? He clears, are you allowed to go along and talk about Hilchis Chometz, for example? Pashto is Hilchis HaPesach, the halachas of the Laila, the Pesach, Matzah, Moro. The Torah was a Hamish Shetzai, Shekinei Mitzvah of Torah. It was a Gerses Tzadikim, before they did any mitzvah, they learned all the halachas of the mitzvah. What's Peshav? Because the Ner is the mitzvah. Imagine the candle or the lamp is the mitzvah. And the Torah is like the oil of the mitzvah. A lamp without the oil, but it's useless. So many of you see before then, someone saying a Pidrushish, the Kalabshat. Like in the mitzvah of Torah, the Pshat is, you have a Ne'er, which is the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah itself is compared to the Ne'er. But the Torah of the mitzvah, that is the Oyer of that mitzvah. So it could be Baket. If you're the mitzvah Halayla, Pesach, Matzah, Moro, one is the kind of mitzvah, then one has the halachas of it, that brings the Oyer of the mitzvah, that brings down a certain light to the mitzvah. The Ne'er, you're left with the Torah Oyer itself of the mitzvah. Many Sneakim, before they did any mitzvah, they'd say from the Bzalm of the Balajim, say from other Gerses Sneakim, they would chazav all the halachas before they did the mitzvah, the Shas, the mitzvah, to bring the Kedusha, to bring the Oyer into the mitzvah itself. It's kind of also a chedek, a pitrushev, of chayav the Nasik, behilchas Pesach. Al Kaponim, if that's the B'chol HaMa'ab L'Asaf B'Sim Yisra'im, the Mazik of Hashtoyin was the Tisefta is bought in Rebbe Leza. One of the stories, Rebbe Leza was the whole night being Oisik B'Hilchis HaPesach, it says. So Al Kazikha understand the quality, which we said before, of being so far, it's Mamash Valen, it's not just a Shir V'Shevach, it's Mamash, a person can get Mamash involved in it, and it can bring out the fact that he goes over the time, and he stays till after Chatzos, or after Alei Sashacha, till Mishayachin gets involved in the mitzvah, Al Kazikha learns, see from there the quality of the actual mitzvah itself, the Shas, the Sibis in Israel, and we can understand, we can learn from the Al-Kabal, not just to go over the time, we can learn from there the quality that has to be done, the Shas Masa, Sai to say the Sibim, Mitzvah Shevach, Vedot, the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and Sai to learn this other aspect of the Inyan of Hilchis HaPesach, can be involved properly in Allah, and Allah HaPesach, and that way we can be Kaim, Chalama, Ba'ezim HaShavach, but I don't want to go too, I don't want to go over the time today, there's no Mitzvah Chalama, Ba'am today, you know, maybe we'll finish it.
What is the basic mitzvah? The basic mitzvah is the mitzvah of quality. Going over time, it doesn't have to be all the time. It's the quality of the actual mitzvah itself.
Thank you, turn this off for me. Don't have to do it.